الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ما جعل عليكم في الدين من حرج. دين في الله سبحانه وتعالى has many خصائص, has many characteristics, and one of the خصائص of this deen of Allah عز وجل is that this deen is very easy. We hear the hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن الدين يسر. Indeed, deen is easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself said, مَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجِ. He did not make any haraj in deen. Haraj, what makes you in difficulty? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to send sahaba radiyallahu anhum for da'wah, for tabligh, when he used to send people as qudat, as judges and governors, he used to give them advice. There is a famous hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, yassira wa la tu'assira. He was sending two sahaba, two companions, so he said, addressing both of them, yassira, make it easy, wala tu'assira, and do not make it difficult. Make it easy and do not make it difficult. Wabashira wala tunaffira, and give good news to the people. Share good news with the people. وَلَا تُنَفِّرَا, do not make them run away from the deen. Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very beautiful, but if it is presented in an appropriate manner, people will come closer to the deen. But if the way we present the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal is inappropriate, then people are going to run away from the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yassira wa la tu'assira, ubashira wa la tunaffira. And we see this in many occasions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. In fact, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha narrated, مَا خُيِّرَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بَيْنَ أَمْرَيْنِ إِلَّا اخْتَارَ أَيْسَرَهُمَا. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he was not given a choice between two matters, except that he would choose the easy one. Although he can do the difficult one as well, he could easily go for the difficult one. But there is no need to create unnecessary hassle for ourselves or for anybody else. So when he was given the choice between two options, he would choose aisarahuma, the easiest, the easier among the two, he would choose sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did certain things which he did not prefer, just to say that it is permissible. so that Muslim's life cannot become difficult. If Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do something on a regular basis in a particular manner, where it will become, you know, sunnah muakkada, it will become very strong sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then when people have any difficulty, they will feel uncomfortable to do it otherwise, to do it in a different way. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did it once in a while, something which is less preferable, something which he did not like much, but he has done it so that people, when they have difficulty, they can choose that option. They can choose that option. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to sit down while eating and drinking. Most of the time he liked to sit down and eat, sit down and drink. But there is a famous hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was offered the water of Zamzam. So he drank the water of Zamzam while standing. Allah knows what could be the reason. Perhaps, as ulama have suggested, lot of crowd. So if he would deliberately sit down to drink the water of Zamzam, then all the people would, you know, go through the hassle of adjusting their situation and finding a place where they can sit down and drink the water of Zamzam. So he made the life of people easy. So although in a general situation he liked to sit down and drink, but at that particular occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he stood and drank the water of Zamzam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, he made wudu in Kufa outside the masjid, and after the wudu he drank the remaining water of wudu while standing. He drank the remaining water of wudu while standing. Obviously, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu would not do anything unless he seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam doing. In terms of food and drink, he liked simplicity and he liked to eat less, and perhaps very less. But sometimes he allowed people to eat. Once in a while, if you eat and enjoy your food, there is no harm as such, because you want to live your life. That's why these days of Qurbani are the days of eating and drinking. They are called the days of eating and drinking. Innaha ayyam aklin wa shurb. These are the days of eating and drinking. Eat as much as you can, you know, if you feel comfortable. You take any aspect of Islam and you will find ease and you will find yusr in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he liked miswak very much, but he did not oblige people, because if he would have obliged, it could have been difficult for people to manage. Like, you know, you do a survey after Jummah prayer, how many people carry miswak? You will be shocked, right? Okay, forget how many people carry miswak. How many people have miswak at home? Fresh miswak, not like miswak from grandfather. You know, sometimes people keep miswak in a corner somewhere, which is sitting there nice and comfortable for years and years. I'm not talking about that miswak. The miswak that you use on a regular basis, fresh miswak, how many people have? Hardly any. Go to these shops where miswak is sold and ask them, how many miswaks are sold every day? You will easily find hundreds of thousands of Muslims live in Chicago.
right? If everybody would use miswak, you need to have a dedicated shop for miswak. If everybody, like the way we drink tea every day, so we have milk shops, you know, we have these grocery stores. You cannot go to a grocery store without having milk, because people need milk for tea, for cereal, for whatever, right? If people use miswak, then you would have dedicated shops for miswak. How many shops are there for miswak? Hardly any. Although he, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to do miswak on a regular basis, right from the beginning of the day all the way until the end of the day. He would do miswak, the first thing he would wake up. He would do miswak before going to bed. And in between, every time he would make wudu, he would do miswak. When he would come home, he would do miswak before talking to his wife. Although we know as a fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not like food which had smell. Like he would not have garlic, he would not eat onions. He did not make it haram. He allowed people to eat garlic. He allowed people to eat onion. But he himself did not eat because of the smell. So, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mouth would not smell. But as a courtesy to his family, he used to use miswak when he would go home. And before meeting with people, again he would make miswak. So he did it that much. But still he did not oblige. لَوْلَا أَنَا شُقَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي لَأَمَرْتُهُمْ بِالسِّوَاكِ عِنْدَ كُلِّ صَلَاةِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. If I did not have the fear that I would make it difficult for my people, I would have commanded them to do miswak. He did not do so. This is the ease in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In tahara, in salah, in, you know, matters of ibadat, in matters of muamalat, in every aspect of life. Even when people commit crimes, wherever you go in the world, the job of a government or the job of a judge is to make people criminals. Make sure that if somebody has committed a crime, you catch them and you punish them. That is what is the police for? What is the judge for? Somebody has committed a crime, khalas, punish them. Prosecute them, make them admit the crime they have committed, and punish them. But in Islam, the crimes which are huququllah, where a person has committed crime and violated the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, he is encouraged not to admit. He is encouraged to hide. He is encouraged to keep quiet. I mean, huququl ibad, rights of people, if a person has violated the rights of the people, then those rights, they have to be protected, rights of the people. But the rights of Allah Azza wa Jalla, because Allah can forgive, and Allah does forgive, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So people are encouraged not to admit. That's why if somebody comes to Qazi and admits that he has committed zina, Qazi is not supposed to say, actually, did it happen? How did it happen? No, he's not supposed to go into that detail. The Qadi should say, go from here. I don't want to hear this. I don't expect this from you. I don't expect this from a Muslim. You might have just, you know, did this or that, did that. I don't think that you have committed this. Go, leave. Where will you find such ease? And where will you find such yusr? The famous Sahabi, he came and he admitted. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, go, leave. Even in the huquq al-ibad, in Islam, obviously the the right of the person has to be protected, but because there is also right of Allah Azza wa Jal. So with regards to this, that aspect where the right of Allah Azza wa Jal is concerned, the qadi should say, no, you have not done this. You may not have done this. He has to find a way to protect the right of the people at the same time. If somebody has stolen somebody's money, if somebody has committed sariqa, obviously the punishment in Islam is very serious for committing such crimes, because people's property has to be protected. People's lives have to be protected, and people's property also has to be safeguarded. The maal of a Muslim is haram, and the dam of a Muslim is also haram. So although that is there and that has to be safeguarded, but if a person commits such a crime and there is no proof, there is no evidence, in a normal society it is impossible for the person who has committed such crime to come forward and say, I have done this. People will run away. But only in the Muslim community, once a person would realize his sin, he would come forward and he would say, you know, I fear Allah. I fear the punishment of Akhirah. So I want to have this matter sorted out here. I don't want to drag it until Akhirah. So people used to come forward to the Qadi, to the judge, and say, well, I have done this, I have done this. Now, he knows the punishment that is there. But the Qadi will say, Hal saraqta kulla. In one flow, he will ask a question and he will encourage him to say no. The Qadi will say, have you stolen the money? Say no. The Qadi will say, have you stolen the money? Say no. This is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made very easy and very beautiful to follow. It is up to us how we present this deen to our family, our children, our young generation, and how we present this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is very beautiful, to the wider community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us wisdom and understanding. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين.